Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
You know all this buzz about Ozempic and Wegovy? These GLP-1 receptor agonists, they're everywhere, right? For diabetes, for weight loss. But you know what everyone really wants to know?
What about the side effects?
Exactly. And honestly, who can blame them? So we're going to deep dive into that today.
Happy to dig into it. There's a lot to unpack, that's for sure.
No kidding. Like, one thing I kept seeing over and over in the research was, well, tummy troubles.
Yeah, that's the number one complaint you hear about.
Is it really that common?
It really is. See, the way these medications work, they kind of put the brakes on your digestion.
The brakes?
Yeah, so food hangs out in your stomach longer. And what happens when you eat, a whole pizza by yourself?
Yeah, you feel awful.
Right. It's not that you actually overate, necessarily. It's more like your body's processing it slower, so you get that, overly full, maybe even nauseous feeling.
That makes a lot of sense, but man, not fun. Does it, like, go away eventually?
The good news is, yeah, usually. Our sources say it tends to lessen over time. Like most things, your body kind of adapts.
Okay, that is good news. But what about in the meantime? Like, are there any, magic tricks to make it more bearable?
Well, no magic tricks, unfortunately. Okay. But one thing they recommend is starting with a lower dose and then slowly upping it so your body can ease into it.
Instead of, like, hitting the ground running or, I guess, eating.
Exactly.
Makes sense. What about, like, ginger or peppermint? People always say those help with nausea.
You know, those specific remedies weren't mentioned in the research we looked at. What they did emphasize was sticking with smaller, more frequent meals.
Oh, interesting.
That way you're not overloading your system all at once.
So instead of the whole pizza,
maybe a slice or two.
Okay, I can get behind that. And of course, staying really well hydrated.
Always.
Yeah.
Especially important if you're having, any kind of digestive upset.
Which brings us to another fun one I kept seeing. Constipation.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's kind of ironic, right? This medication can cause both diarrhea and constipation. Like, it can't make up its mind.
It does seem counterintuitive. But it all goes back to how individuals respond. For some, that slower digestion means things get, backed up. Others, it's the opposite.
So really, it's different for everyone.
Pretty much. Hydration is key, of course. And if constipation's an issue, upping your fiber intake can help.
So basically, listen to your body and work with your doctor to find what works for you. Speaking of appetite, that's another area where GLP-1 agonists have a big impact. Sometimes good, sometimes not so much. It's almost like a dilemma, right?
Exactly. A double-edged sword. Like, on the one hand, decreased appetite, that's amazing for weight management, right?
Right.
And our sources, they highlight some pretty impressive weight loss results in the studies. But here's the thing.
There's always a but, isn't there?
Pretty much. But if you're using these medications mainly for diabetes and you're not actually trying to lose weight,
this could backfire.
Exactly. It's not just about, like, willpower. These meds, they work on your hunger hormones on a deeper level.
Wow. Okay. So it's not just like, I'm not as hungry as I used to be. It's actually changing things in your body.
Exactly. And that's why it's so important to work with a nutritionist, especially in those cases. They can help you make sure you're getting everything you need, even with a smaller appetite.
It's like you still need the same nutrients. You just might not feel like you need them.
Right.
So it's about being smart, working with a professional.
Always a good idea.
Okay. So we've talked about the digestive stuff, the appetite dilemma. Now let's get into some of the more serious risks that came up in the research, the stuff you really need to know about.
Right. Okay. So one that's always a concern with diabetes medications is hypoglycemia.
That's dangerously low blood sugar, right?
That's it. Now the good news is with GLP-1s on their own, it's not as common as with some other diabetes meds.
Okay. That's good to hear, but there's always a but, right?
Yeah. You know it. The risk goes up if you're combining them with other medications, like insulin, for example.
So it's really about having those conversations with your doctor. They can figure out the right dosage, the right combination.
Exactly. It's a teamwork thing.
Totally. Okay, what about some of the, I guess, less common but still important risks? The stuff people might not hear about as often.
Two areas to be aware of are the gallbladder and the pancreas.
Okay, now those sound serious.
They can be. Not super common, but potentially serious, especially if you experience rapid weight loss on these medications, which does happen to some people.
Interesting. What's the connection there? Like, why the gallbladder and pancreas?
Well, with the gallbladder, it seems like that rapid weight loss can sometimes cause problems. Gallstones, inflammation, that sort of thing. It's like your body's trying to adjust to this new reality.
And it throws a little fit.
Kinda. Now, with the pancreas, the main thing to watch out for is something called pancreatitis.
That sounds painful.
It can be.
Yeah.
It's basically inflammation of the pancreas. The big red flag is severe abdominal pain, often with nausea and vomiting, sometimes fever too.
Not good.
Nope. So if that happens, especially after starting these medications, get to a doctor right away. Don't mess around with that.
Got it. No toughing it out. So we've got hypoglycemia, gallbladder, pancreas. Anything else to add to our list of be aware of side effects?
Well, one more. This one's a bit more complex. Thyroid tumors.
Whoa. Okay. Now that one definitely got my attention. Break it down for me. What's the deal with thyroid tumors?
Yeah. So thyroid tumors, definitely something to have on your radar. Mm-hmm. But context is key here. Some of these GLP-1 meds, they've shown a link to tumors, but in animal studies.
Okay. So not necessarily humans.
Right. Hasn't been definitively proven in humans.
So more of a like, proceed with caution kind of thing.
Exactly. Although some of these medications do come with a warning, especially for folks with a family history of certain thyroid cancers. Medullary thyroid carcinoma, specifically, or this is a mouthful, MEN2. It stands for multiple endocrine neoplasia type 2.
Wow. Okay. I'm going to need you to unpack that one. What is MEN2 exactly?
So it's a genetic condition, pretty rare, that ups your risk of various tumors, including in the thyroid.
Got it. So if there's a family history of that or those thyroid cancers, it's extra important to like flag that for your doctor.
100%. They can help figure out the individual risk if these meds are right for you. Maybe even suggest regular thyroid checks just in case.
Better safe than sorry, right?
Always.
Yeah.
Now, apart from those rarer risks, some people do get, you know, milder side effects, especially when they're first starting out. Headaches, fatigue.
The usual suspects when your body's adjusting to something new. Anything we can do about those?
The classics still apply.
Mm-hmm.
Hydration, making sure you're getting enough sleep.
Easy to forget those basics sometimes.
It's true.
Well, we've covered a lot today. I feel like we've done a pretty thorough job of unpacking those side effects.
We've hit the major ones, for sure. But, you know, it's really important to remember for a lot of people, the benefits of these medications, they outweigh the risks.
It's all about having the full picture, right? Weighing those pros and cons, having those open and honest conversations with your doctor.
Exactly. Don't hesitate to speak up. Ask your questions. Informed patients are empowered patients. That's what I always say.
Love that. And it's something we really believe in here at The Deep Dive. Speaking of information, one thing that really struck me while we were prepping for today is how much the research on GLP-1s is like constantly evolving. There's always something new to learn.
That's what makes this field so fascinating.
Mm-hmm.
We're still in the early stages, relatively speaking. And who knows what the future holds? New discoveries, new breakthroughs.
Exciting times. Well, on that note of exciting possibilities, we're going to wrap things up here. Huge thank you to our expert for, well, being an expert. You really helped us break down a complicated topic. And to all of you listening, thank you for joining us on this journey of discovery. Remember, knowledge is power, so keep asking those questions. Until next time, happy diving.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.